A profitable trip into the field. During 1856, James and Ellen White were able to get out into the relatively nearby communities for meetings on a few weekends. One such tour had a surprising ending. James White stated that our late visit with the brethren at Hastings, Grand Rapids, and Bone was refreshing and cheering to us, and we trust will result in some good to the brethren. Ibid, July 24, 1856. At Hastings, meetings were held in the courthouse. Ellen White wrote to Stockbridge Howland and his wife of what happened. We started for our journey intending to remain 4 days at Hastings and then return home. But Sunday, as we were going to the courthouse, two brethren met us and said they had come for 16 miles on foot to get us to go to Bone, that some were anxious to be baptized, and as they had only here done, Brother Frisbee, they wanted a new gift. We sent an appointment for that place, then went to Grand Rapids, and from Grand Rapids to Bone. She wrote of a company of believers there, 17 in number, two of them strong in the faith. She told the story. These brethren never heard but one man talk the truth, and they had read our publications, been convinced, and within 3 months 17 Sabbath keepers were raised up. They are substantial souls, some of them or all use tobacco. One brother had just bought 2 pounds, he read the piece in the review, he laid aside his tobacco, and has tasted none since. This ought to shame those who profess the third angel's message, and have professed it for years, yet need to be often exhorted about their tobacco. A number of these brethren have left off the use of tobacco. On Sabbath 4 were baptized, and on Sunday 2 decided for the truth and others were convinced. For James and Ellen White it was a thrilling experience.